Sticker shock. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The changes just keep coming. As of today, we're all proud part owners of Citigroup. The Iraq War finally has a withdrawal timetable. Healthcare reform 2.0 has arrived. But the $3.6 trillion gorilla in the room is the budget. The president promised transparency, by which I think he means sticker shock. And one of the reasons there's sticker shock is because there's finally an actual sticker. The budget includes $2.7 trillion in costs that were excluded from previous budgets, like the cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And unlike past budgets, which were supposed to pay for themselves under the magical rules of supply-side economics, this one pays for itself not so magically with tax increases. Tax increases on oil and gas and hedge funds and the richest 2 million taxpayers. Conservatives point out that you could raise tax rates on the rich to 100% and still not bring in enough. They finally figured out that deficits do matter after all. Hey, welcome to the party. The rest of us have been keeping your seat warm. Yeah, these taxes are scary stuff, especially to small business people. But they don't take effect until 2012, which leaves plenty of time for the private sector to work its magic, if it has any. Why don't the wealthy people of this nation take action? Why don't the wealthy people who are now putting their money into gold invest instead in new, lean, innovative small businesses? Bankers tell me they're ready to make business loans, but their loan officers are lonelier than a chocolate bar during Lent. If ever there was a time to prove the economy doesn't need a bear hug from the U.S. Treasury, this would be it. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at DaveRoss.com.